Sports Central. AFL.
And fresh from the Richmond intra-club game this morning, Ash Brown from AFL.com.au. Hello, Ash.
Hello, Kev. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. How was the Richmond intra-club?
Well, they played 50 minutes of footy. They sort of 2 20-minute periods and then a 10-minute at the end. And, I mean, you don't know what the coach has been working on. You're not privy to the meetings and all the training sessions. But what would please their supporters, I think, would be that three pickups from other clubs over the summer all did really well. Dion Prestia, who only played 22 games over the last 2 years with Gold Coast because of the knee injuries. Very prominent through the midfield and sort of off half-back as well. That's sort of darting runs and setting up the play.
Good.
Josh Caddy, who the former Geelong and Gold Coast player, started slowly but really warmed into things sort of in the second period.
Midfield?
Midfield and forward. Ah, once they took a very good contested mark and kicked a nice goal from a difficult angle at punt road. So he was good as the game went on. But the story might be Toby Nankervis, the former Sydney ruckman who left there. The Swans would like to have kept him, I think. Saw more opportunity. He's almost a reverse Shane Mumford, I think, who went to the Swans because he didn't think he'd get the chance at Geelong. But Nankervis leaves the Swans to go to Richmond and might be the number one ruckman by the time we get to round one. Looked really good in the ruck and he's quite more mobile.
Who was he against in the ruck today?
It was a combination of Ivan Maric, Ivan Soldo. Sean Hampton didn't play. Maybe Old Chol played as well in the ruck for a bit, but Sean Hampton was running the boundary line. But Nankervis looks good. He's surprisingly mobile. I mean, he looks like he's really
lumbering.
But he gets to contest, and he set up a goal at one side, sort of a bit of a run out of the middle. So for those who play the fantasy, AFL fantasy, I'd be having a look at Nankervis as your ruckman because I think he's going to play round one. I'd say he's probably ahead of the pack. And I'm told that Jimmy Hardwick loves him.
Okay. Now, who didn't play that would have been
Alex Rance didn't play. Okay. Steve Morris didn't play. Bashir Hooley didn't play. Shane Edwards didn't play. They were the four that we sort of took notice of. Sort of half the team had numbers. The other half had the jumpers tucked inside out. So it was a bit difficult to make out who some of them were. Dusty played okay. You know, he and Koch probably only got out of second gear. Did a couple of nice things. Interesting with Martin, they isolated him a few times inside 50 and he sort of did what he liked. And that's what we're going to get with Dusty, that he's going to tear up in the midfield and then go forward and then sort of do some damage from there. Jack Riewoldt played inside 50 mainly. That's probably the other thing to notice. I mean, there was times last year when he was pushing up the ground, but he seemed to stay home a bit more today.
Was there anything you picked up out of that is a change in the way they went about their structures or
from talking to a couple of players afterwards, they seemed to be a bit of an emphasis on moving the ball. There were a couple of really clear transition plays where they just had the ball and then just went across the ground quickly, then moved it, and one of those set up a goal at one stage, a nice piece of transition play. So, but again, whether that's something they do anyway, I don't watch them that closely and exclusively to know that. But they seem to be pretty fit, and they didn't have they had the guys. No one seems to be carrying any sort of major injury there. They seem to be pretty pleased. But I think the list managers at Richmond are the ones who'd be happy today.
Is there anyone that you saw up the other end of the ground to where you normally see them that like make
Ben
stand?
Griffiths played for a while in the back line. I mean, he's just part of that forward line mix that they've had at Richmond and hasn't, he's sort of, teased to deceive at times. Griffith, he's up forward for a fair bit of it, but he also played, and you can't help but see Griffith because he's got the headgear on, and he was down back for a while.
Okay. What'd you make of North Melbourne's intra-club yesterday? The Mundine Green fight was reenacted several times, apparently.
Well, this is a team I think needs to start playing games, isn't it? I think they're just, after a while, everyone's sort of sick of playing at each other, want to play against another team, but I think the young ruckman, Proust, might have broken that written rule. Don't spear tackle the captain or the former captain.
Oh, I don't think you spear tackle anyone, do you?
No, you don't do it. So
it comes from a rugby background, so it's obviously a natural thing for him to do. And Swallow's not exactly a massive big unit, and Braden is.
Yeah.
So Braden's picked him up like a twig.
Yeah, the interesting thing is whether there's a precedent for being the match review panel coming in, and whether we're going to get the email from the AFL on Monday.
Now, I saw some social media flack on that yesterday.
Well, it's Alpen, was it Cameron Cloak from a few years back, from a Carlton practice match?
That's right, they did too.
That's probably a precedent in an intra-club game, but I would imagine that there'd be a phone call from North to the AFL saying, listen, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
It's a fight club.
is Luke McDonald becoming a serial offender of upsetting his teammates? He upset Shawnee Higgins a couple of weeks back and now he's done it again yesterday. He's upset Lindsay.
Again, but he's a bit feisty, McDonald. But I think, yeah, I think there's just a group of guys who need to start playing games against another team. I think they played the Swans first up. So the Swans were in Coffs Harbour. So I think the Swans might just, that first 10 minutes might be interesting. The North blokes just want to go and deck blokes.
You've got a bit of stuff to blow out the exhaust pipe there somewhere. Hey, Thursday has come around very quickly.
Yeah, I think people are ready for it. Yeah, and it's so a good draw, isn't it? First up, Collingwood Essendon on a Thursday night at Etihad Stadium. They'll probably get, I'm told they're expecting 18 to 20,000 people there. It's the first chance for Essendon fans to reacquaint themselves with a few of their players who didn't play for 12 months. So I think from a marketing point of view, it's quite a good move by the AFL. What they're doing, I think they're playing they're trying to play the Thursday night and Friday night games in the city venues, and then the weekend games, that's when they tend to be going up bush.
What are you expecting Essendon to put out there on Thursday night? Most of them?
I think they'll play a lot of them. They'll adopt the same approach a lot of other teams. If anyone's even slightly not ready, they won't play, clearly. Well, but
it's two out of three games most places.
These guys need to play. Some of these guys need to play. They haven't played a serious game for 16 months, so they need to get out there and be tackled, not by a teammate, and get used to the flow of the game.
That's
again.
What I'm wondering. Are they probably more likely to play them for the three games rather than one out of three or two out of three?
Well, I think they'll play two. I mean, the challenges with clubs are interesting because there are some teams that are playing three games in 4 weeks, some are playing three and three. Yep. We're talking to Richmond today. You know, the suspicion there might be they've got three and three. They don't play till Friday week. And their first game's in Melbourne. So they'll probably play a strong team for that first game. And then they go to Mount Gambier to play Port Adelaide. So I wouldn't be expecting Dusty and Koch and Jack to be playing in Mount Gambier, I imagine, and then load up again. But I think Friday, Thursday night, we'll get two reasonably strong teams. And Collingwood have got a lot of competition for spots as well. And that midfield is really crowded. And Bucks is trying to bet in a new backline. He's been very big on the fact we don't have the tall players, but we've got a really good team backline going. They need games, don't they? So yep. I think we'll see reasonably strong squads Thursday night. I mean, we'll know Tuesday when they come out, but I'd be anticipating a good game.
Yeah, no, it should be a beauty at Etihad Stadium on Thursday night. Then Friday's Hawthorn and Geelong down in Tassie.
Yeah, heading down to that one. Looking forward to it. I mean, Hawthorn again, interesting with the Hawks. Alistair Clarkson normally doesn't coach any pre-season games. He leaves it to his assistants, but he's taking charge on Friday night. So you're thinking, what could he be doing that makes him want to coach? You know, hopefully Jared Roughead plays.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't think Jago Muir will play yet, although he played the other day and did okay. But if Jared Roughead plays on Thursday or Friday night in Tassie, that'll be fantastic. And I think he might.
What are you expecting teams to? Are we going to see much? Are we going to see any radical game plan changes? Any new style of play?
I think the teams tend not to do expose too much. You know, with things they really want to hide, they will not.
Try them in very short bursts.
Or very
bursts.
Short, where you just don't know whether it's something they're trying because just for the hell of it all, because it's something they're going to do for the season. But, no, it's all about, as you say, it's all about minutes for a lot of these guys. They've got to play X number of minutes over the three games. That governs a lot of what they do. And they still have these, you know, 9-point super goals, which I think, now that these games don't count for anything, I sort of don't see the point.
Well, it's just circus time, isn't it? We don't need it.
No, we don't need it at all. And you watch the games, if a player's got a choice of a 9-pointer or a 6-pointer, they'll always take the 6-pointer. So if it moves them closer to goal. But it's important. I think you can only do, unless you're North Melbourne, Kev, you don't go fully at your opponent in these intra-club games.
No, so normally you don't.
You go that little bit harder in these games when there's another team out there.
And the captaincies that were announced during the week's no great surprises in any of those, really, was there?
No, Jack Viney, very popular move at Melbourne. I'm not a big fan of the co-captaincy, but Nathan Jones has been an outstanding captain of Melbourne through some really difficult times, a lot of it. But you can't sit there and say, not putting Jack Viney in a leadership position. He was born to be captain of Melbourne, and this is, you know, the first step there towards that happening. But no real surprise. We're at Richmond today. They're going to finalise their leadership group in the next week or two, but okay. I can't imagine there'll be any major changes there.
All right. Well, you only got a couple of days, and then it is head down, bum up, and we're into it at a million miles an hour.
Looking forward to it. Some of the games. The AFLW has been great, but we all look forward to the AFL pre-season competition as well.
Good stuff. Look forward to reading more in afl.com.au. Thanks, Ash.
Thanks, Kev.
Ash Brown, fresh from the Richmond intra-club game, where they didn't bash the hell out of each other today.